SVI meeting with Bob Hammond, a resident engineer with Wyoming Department of Transportation out of the Jackson office. Bob, you've come through a very interesting summer. First of all, finishing up what we're learning to be a temporary repair to the pass. Is that correct?
Absolutely. This is a temporary repair. We started out right after the landslide happened on Teton Pass. Got it done in a miraculous three-week time with some strong efforts from the contractor and the pride of their crew to get it done as quickly as possible to help everyone out. But that is a temporary road. We are actually working on a permanent fix right now.
And what will that be? I learned that at a meeting you held in Jackson the other night, explaining that now it gets more detailed.
Absolutely. The temporary road, we built it in a fashion with the proper planning with engineers and the geologists and the contractor to make sure everyone was safe, and it's a safe road. It's not on top of any material that's going to slide, so that's great. But we want to put the road back into its original alignment that was there before.
Okay.
And in order to do that, we want to make sure that will stay there for a long time. You know, hopefully we're looking at a 75-year design life on this, which is what we do for bridges. So what we're going to do there is we're going to stabilize the ground underneath where we're going to build our embankment, the native soil and things that are there. And once we stabilize that soil, we'll be able to build another fill on top of that. Okay. Now, that fill won't be just regular roadway dirt. We're going to use a lightweight fill because when we're dealing with landslides, the lighter the fill, the less the driving force pushing down for a landslide. So we'll not only stitch the ground together, which is a good resisting force, but we'll have a heck of a lot less driving force to try to push that down. So we'll have a good, safe road.
Thank goodness for engineers that get to figure all that out. Is that starting now and going till November, I heard, at the meeting?
Absolutely. We know Teton Pass. We plow it every winter, and so we know we don't really want to have people on a steeper slope and tighter curves. We want to get them back onto a good, solid, original alignment, which has a little less grade, which matches what was there before. But also better curves. The curves there in the temporary road are great for the summer and the fall, but once things start getting slick up there with snow and ice, we want to make sure we get them on a more gentle curve.
We adjust to wintertime in Wyoming. Well, Governor Gordon flew in to tell you thanks. What did that mean to you and your crew? You had a kind of a thank you dinner in Jackson. Your thoughts on being acknowledged for an incredible piece of work in a short amount of time?
Yeah, the Highway Department Director, Darren Westby, and the Governor came in. Mike Grew, Senator, helped arrange things, and we were all gathered there at the Elks Club. Not just the YDOT crew, but the various contractors that worked on things. We had two contractors, one to put in a box culvert at our mudslide, and then we had our contractor out there doing this temporary road, and the contractor doing work at the intersection and bridge over the Snake River. We accelerated work there at the same time so we could get that road open and working better once we had the pass open.
We're with Bob Hammond, Wyoming Department of Transportation, a resident engineer out of Jackson. Bob, your reflections on this whole summer, how it opened up and how you're going to close it out and actually carry it into the fall, it sounds like.
Absolutely, working 24 hours a day for the temporary road. And now our designers are working through weekends and trying to get this road designed. And when we're back under construction again for this permanent road, it'll be double shift all the way through until the end.
You're making a lot of people happy putting it all back together like this. We appreciate your work. And thank you for joining us on SVI.
Anytime.
Bob Hammond speaking to us from the Jackson office, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Dan Dockstetter, SVI Media.